Mayor Marty Walsh has declared this Malcolm Rogers Day in honor of the outgoing director of the Museum of Fine Arts Boston. Rogers has been leading the museum for 20 years, the longest of any director in MFA history. WBUR's Andrea Shea met with Rogers to find out how it feels to be the center of attention this weekend.
Malcolm Rogers jokes that he was the last person at the museum to hear the news about the mayor's decree.
People have been very good about keeping secrets. I feel very honored, and I'm thrilled that it's a free community day here at the museum.
The MFA hosts a bunch of community days a year, and they occupy a special place in Rogers' heart. He started hosting them in 1997. When asked why, the MFA's outgoing museum director takes us back to his childhood in a remote part of northern England. He remembers traveling long distances to see art in big cities.
And I always think of that possibility that a visit to the museum for a young person can be a treat, something that will change their lives.
As it did for him. Rogers grew up in Yorkshire in a tiny hamlet on a tiny farm. He points to a landscape painting on the museum wall by David Hockney that's set not too far from his home.
And I was born, you know, about 20 miles in that direction. It's a wonderful, vibrant picture. And it epitomizes my approach in a way. It's fully contemporary art, bold, vivid. And it's a work that almost anyone can engage with, don't you think?
Accessibility has been Rogers' goal since he took the MFA director job in 1994.
People have said that our founders were elitists. They weren't. They were philanthropists who wanted to benefit everyone. I think in the 20th century, there was a danger that museums were becoming too specialist, almost places where art historians talked to other art historians, and then the public were added on.
Rogers has strived to reverse that trend, and he believes he has, although critics have accused Rogers of taking it too far with pop culture-driven exhibitions featuring glitzy jewelry, fashion, and race cars. But he's tripled the museum's endowment to $602 million, and the annual attendance is more than a million. Admission has risen, too, to $25 a ticket. But there are the free community days, Rogers says, like today.
It gives a great opportunity for me to thank people for visiting, to show people that, I'm not some bureaucrat in a suit. I'll be fairly informally dressed. And to say thank you back, I'll be doing that.
Usually, Rogers does wear a very sharp suit, and the outgoing museum director humbly admits he feels a little shy about being in the spotlight today. But he's not leaving his job anytime soon, because the search for his successor will take a long time, which is probably a good thing, because Rogers still hasn't decided what he'll do next. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.